Okay, we're rolling.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we didn't hear the intro. We were just going to keep going on.
Which may or may not have been Lizzo. Doesn't matter. We'll just keep going.
Okay.
Rolling.
We don't want to have the copyright.
Oh,
issues.
Yeah. She won't cop. Right?
I don't know. She's a Minnesota girl.
Yeah, she'd be fine. We also would have... It's us singing. They probably wouldn't be recognizable as her anyway.
So today's topic, we wanted to go over some of the original content that we have now had a chance to peruse on Disney Plus and kind of just give a little rundown with our thoughts because it's been out for a while now, a few months.
Yeah. I know because I signed up while I was in Disney, so it was kind of fun. Like, I'm so ready. I have to say that I haven't taken on, you know, much of their original content yet because I've just been...
You haven't had a lot of time.
A busy guy, but I really liked the Disney Plus kind of interface. If we're going to go there, we can talk about the interface for a minute.
Yeah. Now that it's live, this is our first time that we've actually...
talked about since it actually
usage
came out.
Right, conversation, right. So...
The interface is pretty good. It's kind of got the same trappings as some of the others, where if you try to like click in and look at a series, it'll like play the episode, or it'll do some of that stuff. But overall, it's not too bad.
I mean, I will say my big gripe with this is that if I want to find movies, I can't just go to like the Disney area and then search movies from there, because once you get into one of the top areas, it limits to only what they show on the scrolling, and they give you a couple different options for scrolling, but you don't have access to that entire library once you narrow down there.
You almost have to just kind of go to search if you're trying to find something specific,
which can be a little bit of a pain.
Yeah,
but that's not what we're actually going to be discussing too much tonight.
No, absolutely. So I will say that I think the show I have, if we're just going through it, the show that I have seen the most of is The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which I was not expecting to be the show I'd be watching a lot of.
You know, I was excited for this show, but I also have different thoughts now on that show than what I thought I would. So I'll let you go first.
Yeah. And well, it'll be interesting to see how our thoughts line up, but I know that, overall, I kind of thought, like, you know, it was on... They kind of put it under the National Geographic kind of heading. So I was expecting...
I think it's a little educational.
And that was what I was expecting. I was kind of like, well, according to Jeff Goldblum, it was going to be, like, some sort of, like, Jeff Goldblum exploration thing. And that's what it was. But also, like...
To a point.
I think the thing for me with this show is it's really, like, if you like Jeff Goldblum, you'll probably like the show. Are you going to learn much?
No,
not really. Is it fun? Yes, I enjoy it in the weird way that Jeff Goldblum exists. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, okay, so Jeff Goldblum actually in this show, because we all know Jeff Goldblum is a little quirky, a little weird. It's one of the things that we really enjoy about him.
Absolutely.
This almost... I don't know if this is his actual, like, everyday persona.
I don't know either.
Or if he's just pushed it even more for the show.
Because
it feels unnatural.
I think that it's like Goldblum at its Goldblumiest, I think, is kind of the thing. I think it's him. I think it's his kind of personality. But I think you're right. It's kind of amped. It's amped up.
Yeah, I think he's definitely playing up his...
quirkiness.
Quirks
which,
a little
I
bit
mean,
more.
Like, you're watching a show about Jeff Goldblum just, like, putting himself into situations, so...
Which would make
anybody
happy.
Yeah, which to a certain degree kind of makes sense that he'd try to push that kind of quirky aspect to it. But, it's just kind of, like... It's just these little morsels of kind of very easy to digest things.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way it
and
feels.
And the topics are pretty varied as well. So you start off with, like...
Sneakers,
and then it advances to, like, LARPing, and
it goes all over the place.
Makeup, and then there's one about coffee, and like, it bounces all over from topics, so it's not just, like, sticking with a specific theme or something along those lines.
Yeah, there was, like, barbecue, and, like, there was another one that I found, like, biking. Yeah, you do have to be biking.
Bicycles.
There was just a lot of...
tattoos.
Yes. The tattoos. Yeah, that one got fun. Yeah. It's just... it's a mix of... They're not all the same level of... They all have a similar kind of level of content. But because of that, like, some episodes feel a lot less fleshed out than others because the topic could be so big that he just never gets to anything. Some things, like sneakers, I felt like was pretty interesting because it was like enough to kind of dig in. But like if it was
sneakers,
like
jeans, bicycles, those gave you bicycles. Just
bicycles, I wish he would have followed through more on the thing when he was at Specialized. Because they were going to, like, get him on a bike and, like, fit him, and then they never actually did that, which I kind of wish they would have. Anyway, that's, like, my own personal gripe.
You know, that's kind of the same thing with me and the makeup
thing, yeah.
Episode, because you're like, okay, so you went to this makeup show, and then you went to a Drake performance, and, you know, then you did, I mean, they didn't delve into anything. They just kind of like, hey, and now we're going to this Drake performance and watching all these people put on Drake makeup.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm glad that they took it on, because it did maintain its very holistic approach. That's always kind of been his thing, is like taking on kind of from like a holistic approach, kind of diving in from I know nothing, let's just see everything. And I think they did do that because they went to and looked at drag stuff, because that's a huge aspect of makeup.
It is.
Maybe mainstream, you know, media, Disney Plus viewers maybe don't know about, you know. So him kind of going in and just like experiencing it from his weird kind of like forced naivety kind of thing is kind of cool. Like, it's cool that they were able to do it that way. So I thought that you're right, though. There's definitely moments where, especially if you're interested in the topic, it feels very lacking.
So season two, Jeff, we recommend that you get a little bit more detail in your topics, just so we can feel like we're learning a little bit too. Not just an entertainment show. It's an educational show. That's why it's under the National Geographic heading. So that is my recommendation.
Not a ton more, but just a little bit.
Just a skosh.
Just a skosh more.
Just a little bit.
But you keep being you, because that's a lot of fun.
Yes. Next one that I was super excited for, and I just ate it up, was the Imagineering series. So this is one where it has to do with the building of the parks.
Right.
Starting from Walt's concept into today. And they do all of that in only six episodes. Six.
Yeah.
And I want more.
Yeah. I actually don't think that I've finished. I might be like into five. Yeah. I mean, I'm like into five, but it's amazing. It's a show that I don't know that I've seen something that's, again, kind of like a holistic look and diving into the entire story of how, because it's just like Imagineering to me was like, there was a period of time where I'm like, I want to be like an Imagineer or like a Pixar animator. And I realized that I was really not good at either of those things. So it wasn't going to happen, but it's just one of those things that's just kind of, it's just kind of awe-inspiring, the kind of, like,
I'm really hoping that the season one is more of like a dip your toe into the history of Disney, just to get people interested, instead of us like hardcore nerds where we're like, oh my God, I want to hear about every minutia that happened with every ride and every event and every little thing. Please give it to me.
Give me a season on Horizons. I'm waiting.
But it is definitely a show that I truly enjoyed. It allowed, and I've spoken with other people that are not as big of Disney nerds as we are. They have really enjoyed it, too, to the point of where they were hoping there'd be more content, and they can't wait for future seasons as well.
Have you seen anything about future seasons? Are they doing more?
I have not, but it does show that it is season one when you click in it. So fingers crossed that they are going to be able to delve a little bit more.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Because there is a lot still that they can cover.
Yeah.
But I will say, when it came to this show, they actually did a really good job representing the good and the bad. They talked about the takeovers. They talked about the downfalls. They talked about
it was
the history.
Yeah, for a Disney, a squeaky clean Disney thing, they really did do a good job of kind of digging into some of the not always perfect aspects of it. I'm sure there was still more they could have done dig in, but like the fact that they even took the steps they did acknowledged, was pretty cool.
They acknowledged, and that was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So I really appreciated that. Fantastic show. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Watch it if you can.
Yeah.
Now, the other big one that you still haven't even seen.
So I'm just going to leave frame for, I'm just going to leave for a minute while she talks about it, then I'll come back.
Is The Mandalorian. And this is the show that almost everybody who signed up for Disney Plus
was basically there.
Signed up to watch Disney Plus. And then when the last episode came out, there was this whole like joke meme going around where I'm deleting Disney Plus, why no more Mandalorian was the input answer and that sort of thing. So that show, if you haven't heard about it by now, you have not been on the internet. If you don't know who the child is, aka Baby Yoda, you haven't been on the internet.
Really?
It is a fabulous show. It is, you know, it has one episode that is like not as good. It's the worst episode of the series, and it's not even that bad.
It's always a good sign when your like worst episode is like still pretty good.
Yes. I mean, if you're looking at the stats, like I was talking with Natalie about it when I watched it again to introduce my friend Natalie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this episode coming up is the worst episode in the series. And she pulled it up on Google, and it had line, drop.
Drop.
Whoops. And then it came back up, and then, the last two are amazing. But it is definitely a great show. It is shorter than you want it to be. They are like half-hour episodes, and so you can just eat that whole show up. I think it's like eight episodes.
Oh, okay.
So super quick, but 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Watch it. Yep. I'm pointing at him and scolding him with my fingers right
you
now.
You are not the first or last person to do that. So yeah, it's on my list for sure. It's actually at the top of my list, but
okay, then the next original content that I watched was One Day, and that is kind of like the Imagineering one, but it is one day in the life of a Disney cast member. And so they have the movie documentary, and then they have the little shorts, and some of those shorts are in the big movie documentary. I've watched both, and so the shorts are like 10-15 minutes long, but it's really interesting. You get to see the life of, I was able to watch an animator, then Diver, who actually his job is to clean the Nemo submarine voyage in Disneyland. And like his job is anything water related in Disneyland.
Right. So there's a lot going on there.
But it's really interesting to hear about what they do.
Yeah.
And the movie goes a little bit more in depth into a couple other ones as well. So it's a great show if you want to just see what it's kind of like. They had the person who plays Rafiki on the stage production of The Lion King on Broadway. They actually did one with can't remember which of the people, but from Good Morning America. They followed one of the hosts from Good Morning America, because that's ABC, which is owned by Disney.
Wow.
So they were able to go through that as well. So it's really interesting. They do just little shorts on it, but it's kind of fun because technically those are all cast members.
Right.
And since anybody who works for Disney is a cast member, it means that, you
could be followed. No, I'm kidding.
Even if you are a diver, you are a cast member.
You are a cast member.
Even if you work for like the number one morning show on television, you are a cast member.
If you're a diver, their only requirement is that you have to have your goggles say P. Sherman 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
So that one was fun. It was a nice little round off after I went into an Imagineering stupor because I didn't have any more of it. So that one was good. And then the other big one that I will admit I just watched for the sake of this episode. High School Musical, the musical, the series, and the special. I watched the entire season one and the special just to make sure that I was covering it for the episode. It is all for you guys.
You didn't like it at all?
Oh, God. I have to say, no. You know me and DCOMs, and I love a good DCOM, and this is a DCOM.
The DCOM,
that is continuation. So it is a better show than a Disney Channel show.
Okay.
So it's better than, you know, the sweet life of Zack and Cody and blah, 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 blah. But it's a live action. They do harken back to some of the songs that made the movie series so popular. And I'm going to say movie series, not even DCOM, Disney Channel movie series, because there's actual a theater production. There are, like, it came out and was the number one in the box office when it first came out.
Wow.
I think that was High School Musical 3. three. Don't quote me. I'm going off of what I'm trying to remember. They were like selling out stadiums. The original cast was selling out stadiums, like huge stadiums, to sing these songs. And it was just a big cultural thing that I was way too old for it to get into. But I mean, I enjoyed it, and it was a DCOM and whatever.
It was right at my time was when it was really popular. And it never happened to me.
So
I never got to be part of it. I just was like, whatever.
You were not into DCOMs. I was.
I wasn't, no.
But this series, the whole kitsch around it is that it is made at the same school that High School Musical was filmed at. And so the school, the theater teacher is like, we have never done a theatrical production of High School Musical, and we're the actual high school that had the movie taped at it.
Right,
we need to represent. And so it goes from the auditions all the way through the opening night, and you get to see that and all the little personal like teenage drama, and of course there's a little like love triangle going on in between, you know, the lead singers on the production and all of this. And I mean, it's adorable, it's sweet. They do bring back some of the songs that were so popular, but they also have new content. And in the High School Musical, the musical, the series, the special.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I found out that, yes, because I watched it, research, that even the two main actors got to write their own song, because they're actually prolific writers of music. And so they got to write a song, and they got to actually produce it and have it in there. And it's part of the show now, which is really good. And I really enjoyed that song as well.
Yeah.
Very catchy and earwormy. And I'm not going to sing any because I don't want them to be stuck.
That's
a lot better than I was expecting.
Yeah, nice.
And then before I passed out in bed last night, I did just happen to click on Encore.
Oh, is that the Kristen Bell one?
Yes, that's the one where the Kristen Bell is hosting a remake of a theatrical production that happened in a high school. And the one that I watched was, they were like this class of 90, or this theater production of 1996 of Annie.
Okay.
And so they got all of the people that did the main characters. So you had the person who played Annie, Daddy Warbucks, like the whole cast.
Oh God.
And by whole cast, I mean like seven people. But, you know, this is 25 years later.
Yeah.
And they had 5 days to relearn everything, reblock everything, make costumes, do all of this. But they brought in a Broadway producer or director. They brought in someone who's really good in music. They brought in someone who's really good with choreography. They had these backup performers, too, to help fill out the cast.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it sounds ridiculous, and I was not really that interested in watching it. But it was really sweet to be able to see how the people were again reinteracting because they hadn't seen each other in 25 years.
Yeah.
And you know, some of them were best friends. These two used to be like high school sweethearts. They went from freshman year to senior year as, you know, homecoming king and queen. And they split and hadn't seen each other since. This one guy who played Daddy Warbucks actually had cancer when he was going through the production originally.
Oh wow.
And so he was actually able to perform and not be like dying. And there was like, it was actually really deep, and it didn't really have much to do with the production. I mean, you got to see the production, but it was more about these people's life stories, which was honestly a great show. And I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure if it'd be one that I'd be like binging, but the occasional wasn't bad, and I really enjoyed it. And so those are the original content for series wise that we have been able to
peruse. Dive into in the limited time that we have to do it. So, yeah, that's pretty fun.
If you guys have seen anything that I have not watched yet and should, or want to yell at Ian for not seeing The Mandalorian yet, let us know.
You will not be the first or the last.
No, but it'd be hilarious to see how many people are like, Ian! Shake fist. How dare you?
Yeah.
But this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.